choice for this job?
Well, again, you know, when we started the process, one thing that we talked about in getting this hire was that this person had to be a teacher. This person had to be a communicator. This person had to understand young players in today's world. You know, this person had to understand what it was going to take to impart the wisdom on these kids and what it was going to take to make the National Hockey League. Pascal checks off all those boxes because, you know, he coached at the junior level, so he's a very successful coach at the, you know, in teaching kids. And, you know, and there's a cycle in junior all the time where you have a very young kid comes in and, you know, you have to teach him, continue that growth process so that you build towards something at the junior level. That's the kind of the same process here at the American Hockey League level. You sign a young kid to an entry-level contract. He's essentially signed to 3 years. And so you have to be able to take that player from year one, year two, year three in order to help them become a National Hockey League player. So we have a lot of good young prospects here, and you know, we feel really, you know, excited that, you know, Pascal's the guy that's going to be able to take them, nurture them, help them grow. And obviously we still have to round out his staff, and you know, he has to round it out, and you know, that'll be a process in and of itself.
How have you seen him grow since he came in here right out of junior, now 5 years in the NHL?
Well, again, I think the hardest part, I think, for Pascal, and, you know, when we talked about through the interview process, is that, you know, he was a head coach. He wasn't necessarily an assistant coach. So I think he had to work each and every day at, you know, being an assistant coach. And you learn a lot in those regards. And, you know, certainly he learned, you know, for working under Claude, and he learned immensely while working with Paul. And, you know, again, it's those being around Pascal, being around the staff on a regular basis to see, you know, the way they work, how they work, the thought processes that go into different things. The communication is probably something that just, again, with Paul Maurice, was something that, you know, you could just really tell Pascal, you know, learned a lot of. Over the years, we've had lots of conversations, you know, about his philosophies and how he would run a team, how he would motivate a team, team building exercises, you know, just the embracing the, you know, the youth, and understanding that in today's game at the National Hockey League level, if you don't have young players coming through your system, you're going to be stagnant.
Is he the perfect fit, having been in junior and been in the NHL, where he knows kind of what both ends of the player is going through?
Well, I think that was something we did talk about, is that he has the ability to say to the kid, you know, to the young player, that, you know, hey, look, you know, I understand where you're coming from, and I know where you want to get to. I've been where you came from, and I've been at the National Hockey League level. I know what it's going to take for you to get there. Trust me. Work on these things. Work on these little nuances. So many players come out of junior not ready to play pro. They were, you know, tremendous hockey players, very, very skillful. But when they get to the pro level, they hit their head on a ceiling a little bit, because they just don't understand what it takes to make the National Hockey League. They get frustrated. So I think, you know, the communication side with Pascal is something that is tremendous. And the knowledge that he's going to be able to say, like, look, I know where you're coming from, and I'm going to get you there. That's the trust that he's going to be able to build with the players.
Team struggled last year. Is there anything you want to do to remedy that, just to have your players in a little better?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I guess if you want to define struggling as, you know, not making the Calder Cup finals, or not, you know, obviously making the playoffs, then, you know, yeah, you're correct. It did struggle, you know, in those regards. But if you want to look at what was put in place with respect to what we tried to get accomplished, we had, you know, I don't actually know the call-up numbers, but the number of players that we had called up and the number of players that had their opportunity to play, you know, at the National Hockey League level. You know, Joel Armias of the world, who start out as American Hockey League players and finish the season as regular nationally, you don't replace those players at the American League level. That's the hard part, I think, of being at that level, is that it can be a, you know, kind of a risk-reward type thing in some respects. And I've been there where, you know, your best players, your goal is to get them moved up to the National Hockey League. Not necessarily to have them there, you know, so that they can be the guys that, you know, that put you over the top to win the Calder Cup. Certainly that's important. And if you have the depth in the organization that, you know, allow you to have those type of players there on a regular basis, you know, that's great. But again, the focus here is obviously is getting the players ready to play in the National Hockey League and for the Jets.
But is there a balance between having your young guys in at least a positive environment where, you know, they're not losing 7-8 games in a row?
Well, I think the again, we talked about it before. Like if you didn't see progress, if you didn't see movement towards what you were trying to get accomplished, I think you can really focus on the negativity of that. But you know, again, I think that's where the environment of the coaching staff, the environment of actually what you're trying to get accomplished, the communication to the players, communication from the staff. Certainly when you get everybody on the same page and understand where they want to go and help them get there, then I think it's a positive. Again, focusing on, the way the Moose used to be run, back in 1.0 where, you have veteran players that are the ones that you rely on, that's a thing of the past. Here we're looking at building a team that is going to, help the individuals grow. Certainly there's a veteran component that is, that is important that you have to have. And, again, we'll work at, doing some different things there to see. But, again, we have a lot of young players. When you turn 9 guys pro like we did last year, you have to give them the opportunity to play, or else there's no reason in signing them and drafting them.
Was Pascal the only candidate?
No,
that you were looking at?
We interviewed several other candidates. Some of them I can't really disclose because of we had to seek permission and it'd be unfair to their teams to have that disclosed. But we had some good candidates. We had some really good discussions with different people. But again, Pascal really checks off a lot of the boxes, if not all of them, that we were looking for. With an American Hockey League coach. And again, we want to talk about the fact that, we've drafted some good players over the years, and we trust our amateur scouting staff that they do all the due diligence that they possibly can to make the proper selections when they're presented to them. When they turn pro, we have to have the development arm in a place where we need it to be. In order for these players to play at the American Hockey League level, grow, learn, and then eventually push for National Hockey League jobs. That's what we're trying to get to in this organization, to have the depth where you can over-ripen your players at the American Hockey League level. They can learn, and they have the opportunity to force management to say, like, this player is ready to be a National League player. I've got to make some moves to get him in there. And we're slowly getting to that. And by drafting and signing more players, having a development group that we have here, having the player people like Jimmy Roy and Mike Keane working on the development side before they get to the American Hockey League level, everybody's going to be speaking the same language.
Thank you.